This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we have Kung Fu Douglas on the list of Hughes?
What'd I do?
Well, I mean, just it's one of your personalities. And you told us what'd you do in New York when you were a Jet?
It's about Kung Fu movies. This is the funny thing, man. Since I've been, trying to, get all my stuff, I have a bunch of comic books that I've had forever, and I got a bunch of VHSs. And DVDs.
What are you doing with those VHSs?
I do not know. They feel nostalgic, to be totally honest. I don't have anything to play them on. But the DVDs definitely feel nostalgic because they're a bunch of manga, anime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't want to get rid of them. But it's like, what are you going to do with them?
Right.
Because somebody told me I could get something and format them, but I don't want to have to do all of that. So I don't know. But I'm going to keep.
All right. Well, I think Kung Fu Douglas has a chance to make this bracket. Which of these contracts is the worst? That's one of our Twitter questions today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. So two polls today. The most recent one was that. Paul George is running away with this poll.
No, because that's the one that hurts the most. You're like, that's the juice that you got nothing out of. That's the squeeze that you made. You got nothing from.
And it is a salary cap league. I mean, they're stuck in a bad spot with that.
Also, like, they're playing right now.
And he's about to shut it down after the whole podcast layoff or whatever you call
it. No, I get it. There are some people who are offended that Trey Turner is even on it.
What?
Reality has not struck yet.
I feel bad for people that don't get to reality as quick as we do. Yeah, Trey Turner is obviously a bad contract, but that's all right. Maybe they could salvage it, like you said. Let's also throw this poll result in there. Are you bracing yourself for an Eagles reset year? Yes or no? Actually, there's more people today that are voting yes than I thought, because most people that have called in today have said no. 27% on the poll voted yes, bracing for a reset. 73% no.
It's one of those where you have 27% saying yes, and the rest are very upset with you.
Oh, well, that's all right. I mean, they can be
upset with you every day.
Yeah,
you're used to that.
Be upset at whoever you want to be upset at. The Eagles are the ones making these moves. All right, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. All right, we got beef in Cowboys land. Let's talk about this. So yesterday, Hugh, DeMarcus Lawrence, who the former Cowboy pass rusher, who is now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. I guess he was doing like an interview in Seattle.
Yeah.
And he dropped this gem on the reporter, and it circled back to people in Dallas.
Here it is. Dallas is my home. I made my home there. My family lives there. Forever going to be there, but I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
You know what? Initially, when I heard it, because it's like you listen to it, you see it.
Yeah.
And my initial reaction was, you don't want to really burn the bridge with your fan base like that, because mm-hmm. you've been there for 11 years or whatever. But the more that I hear it, he probably has more right to say that than anybody else.
He's been there a long time.
Yeah. I mean, but I think, you know how we live in a microwave society, and initial reaction is everything. I think that initially people are going to think that. But when you think about it, if you get out of your Dallas Cowboy feelings, did he lie?
No.
How many?
He told the truth.
He's been there 11 seasons. Probably been to, what, three playoff games? Probably got exited. And he's been the number one seed at least twice.
Maybe three or four. Yeah, I mean, that's it.
Yeah. In his career. Yep. And he's gone home. Like, he's probably won, like, one playoff game in 11 seasons.
Think you're probably
well,
right.
You know, and I don't know.
They
for
won
sure.
one in 2018. They yeah, won one then, 2 years.
I remember they were the number one seed, the Dallas Cowboys. I remember 1 year, and he's probably talking about the year that I'm thinking about. When you looked at the NFC East, and it pained me to say it, and I was asked, who do I think is going to win the division? And I said the Dallas Cowboys. They had a season where I think that season they were the number one seed.
2016. Yep.
And they got beat by the Green Bay Packers. Because the Packers came there. They had to go on the road, and they came there, and they got bounced. And then you had the whole spike situation where they were coming down to score. They were in position to score, and they ran out of time.
Against the 49ers, that one, yeah.
So I think if you're being honest with yourself as a Dallas Cowboy fan, you can't be mad at him.
Oh, he's dead right.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
you dead can't right. be mad at him. You can't be mad at him for telling the truth.
Now, one person that was mad at him, that would be Micah Parsons. Micah chimed in on the situation and tweeted, quote, "This is what rejection and envy look like. This is some clown bleep." Okay, that caused a reaction from DeMarcus Lawrence. So we had Lawrence saying what he said. We had Micah chiming in. Then Hugh, the kill shot from DeMarcus Lawrence, who responded to Micah Parsons. "Calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left."
Yeah, that was a dagger to the heart. Because Micah, again, and I know it's hard for people to see this, and when I say it, people get mad. But
he's a loser.
It's the truth.
Goofball.
It's a lot of time. No, but it's a lot of times he comes up missing, especially in big games. Like, and I think what DeMarcus is talking about, I think they were playing, was it the they played Green Bay twice in the playoffs. But I think it was the second time because they played in Green Bay, if I'm not mistaken. I might have it mixed up. But anyway, he was out there balling. And I remember, I think, because Micah was in and out, where he was non-existent in that game. There's games in the playoffs where Micah Parsons has been on the back of a milk carton.
Yeah, he has. Look, I don't view him as strongly of a loser as you guys do, but that is a loser tweet by him. Well, because he's a great player. Well, okay, I think if you got him out of there, he'd get a million sacks on a good team.
But his teammate just told you. That he's a loser.
I recognize that.
In so many words.
I recognize that.
You know how we do the...
Well, what does DeMarcus want? I mean, he's been there with him.
Well, he's blaming Michael Parsons.
Well,
they're all losers.
Well, okay, but hold on. If Parsons is the quote-unquote like best player on the defense, which he is, shouldn't he be... He should have more of a role in winning and losing, right? Like, it should come down to him. Or DeMarcus Lawrence is past his prime. Let's be honest.
I get it.
Micah Parsons should be the one leading the way for them.
I'm with you.
And he's on Twitter and doing podcasts. He's a loser.
He's a goofball.
He's a loser. Just say he's a loser. I mean, like, you can want him, but admit that he's a loser. He has losing energy.
I want him here. And I think he does have some loser energy. I'll give you that.
I just think
he's a product of his environment more than being a born loser. There's born losers, and then there's people that become losers because they're around losing.
Okay, but hold on. So I wouldn't have called Saquon Barkley a loser coming from the Giants, even though they are, without a doubt, a much bigger loser organization than Dallas.
Saquon never gave off loser
energy.
You would
never see this happen on Twitter or whatever with Saquon Barkley.
No, well, he's more of a grown-up.
Right. Yeah. Well, but that's my point. Like, Michael Parsons he's clearly not a great locker room guy. Like, he clearly rubs some people the wrong way.
I know. He's more Slay than he is Saquon.
Sure.
In terms of that, like, podcast
Michael?
World. Yeah. I mean, Slay had a podcast where he talked about his teammates.
I agree with that assessment.
Okay. But listen, I'll let that one go. Slay's got some of those traits. He lost all his career with the Lions, came here, and went to two Super Bowls.
And that's why they were on a podcast together.
Well, they're two peas in a pod.
So, like, you know, we do the tally for defense is a luxury, where Joe and I are on one side, and then Hugh is on the other. Mm-hmm. This is a score one for me that Micah Parsons is a loser.
I recognize that. It's a bad look for Micah. They're usually, whenever Micah's in the news, it's usually nonsense.
He's been on a Twitter tirade this whole offseason, reacting to news. Like, he's just a fan at this point.
He's
transitioning.
Is he transitioning to podcaster?
Transitioning is good.
Mike, there's the headline. All right, let's go to Cowboy Jim, who's up next. Perfect timing for that. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Yeah, hey, DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, shut up. Okay, Dallas gave you a great life. Okay, you're going to be a bust in Seattle because you're old and done. Okay, you're
not. I mean, he was kind of right though. Like he couldn't win.
He's not going to win a Super Bowl there.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely not. But I guess his chances are better in Seattle than they were in Dallas.
No, it's not. He'll be forgotten in Dallas. No Ring of Honor for him, that's for sure.
Yeah, and, I was thinking
hold on. If you made me guess right now, which of the two franchises wins sooner? I would say Seattle.
Yeah.
No, Dallas. Look at the moves they're making.
Why?
Miles Sanders, Devontae Williams.
The absolute glory hole.
Miles Sanders is totally cooked, Jim. You know that, right?
No, he's not.
He was a third stringer on the Panthers by the end.
They're down so bad.
They didn't have an offensive line. With Carolina. They didn't. Okay, they had it with the Eagles.
How come every time I watched the games and Hubbard was running for 120 yards? He ran quite well behind that line.
Rico Dow had 1,000 yards with the Cowboys with all the injuries and everything.
Nobody
like that.
Cares.
Didn't Zach Martin retire too?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Tyron Smith left the year before.
Okay.
I mean, the path to 6-11 is staring you right in the face.
And didn't Dak, right. Don't Dak have to take a pay cut? Were they asking him
well,
to take
they
a pay cut?
Well, they removed the money.
They
around,
redid his contract. Yeah. So calm down. They open up plenty of millions of dollars to get other people. So calm
down. What people? You got Miles Sanders.
Well, yeah, and we'll probably get that running back from San Fran, the fullback. We'll probably get him.
Oh, Kyle Juszczyk, yeah.
Yeah, we could probably get him, so we're fine.
Wow,
don't
you guys
worry about us.
Loading up.
All right. Hey, bad news, though. Your flight on Sunday is full, and Cowboy Jim will not be on that.
Oh, what a shame. We won't have Cowboy Jim, Hugh.
No.
Hugh wanted him there because he gets free liquor.
I can't wait for pictures of Leprechaun Kyle, too. I can't wait for those. I'm going to make those my screensaver.
Oh, they'll be everywhere. We promise that. Jim, do you have a favorite Hugh Douglas?
Of course I do. So Hugh can't say bad things about me, so I'm going to say easily bought Hugh.
Oh, wow.
That's a sneaky good
that's
one.
That's a good one, Jim.
That one, losers. Bye.
All right, that's enough.
I was thinking, like, when
sell out Douglas?
Sell out Douglas is, yeah.
No, you didn't criticize Cowboy Jim for weeks after all that liquor.
What you mean? I always criticize
him. No, you don't.
I just don't use the same words y'all use.
You're very soft.
You're a sellout. Yeah.
Sell out Douglas.
Good bourbon, though.
There it is.
Then he had the lady bring it to me.
You ain't even admit you're a sellout.
Then he had the lady bring it to me. Not like, see, Jim never brings it to me. He has the lady that when she, you know how it goes, fellas. She commands a lot of attention when she walked in the room.
Yeah, it gets stiff at
no,
times.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean?
You like, we've all been there when somebody walks into the room and you're like, oh, okay.
And slather Vaseline
and
on me.
She had a bag. And she said, Jim told me to get this to you. And I was like, thank you very much.
And then
you got to be stronger than that.
I know, you do.
You're stronger than what?
Than
I didn't
that.
Know it was coming.
Yeah,
that,
you were very easily bought.
That happens to guys on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, but you have, but wait a second. You're the same guy that says you have a commitment to the people.
I
and
do.
Then you come on here and you let Cowboy Jim get
know,
away with nonsense.
I didn't know she was
your
with
people
Jim.
Need you, Hugh, and then you just get easily
know,
bought
know,
like that.
I didn't know she was with Cowboy Jim.
See, this comes back to Turncoat Douglas.
I agree.
He could become Turncoat Douglas in a snap of a finger.
I didn't know she was with him. All I know is she had them black leather pants and that brown, that pretty brown skin, and then she's walked past smelling like jasmine honeysuckle.
So we got horny here now.
No, what do you mean? I'm just giving you a description. There's not a guy that's in earshot of what I'm saying. After that description, they're like, yeah, dog, I get it. Ain't nobody mad at me for that. Only people mad at me for that. No, ain't nobody mad at me for that. Ain't nobody mad at me
yeah,
for
yeah,
that.
You better be careful.
It's the jasmine honeysuckle. That's what got me.
You know how I was about to go. I was like, oh, no, it's Friday. I want to have a peaceful weekend.
So we just got sellout Hugh, horny Hugh, and walk it back Douglas.
What are you talking about? I'm not. That's not fair. That is not fair.
It's fair.
I just gave you a description.
It's the jasmine and honeysuckle that gets me. It's
no,
like, you don't even remember how this woman smells. It was like, a year ago.
It was jasmine and honeysuckle. I remember what she had on. Like, I'm not the only one that has seen. Like, there's guys out there right now listening that remember exactly what their wife had on when they met her.
This isn't your wife.
It's not my wife. I know people like, why
this
are you
this is some lady with
wife?
Bourbon in a bag.
This is how easily
bought you on.
That's all I'm saying. She presented well. That's all I'm saying. She presented well, and she was like, Cowboy Jim, and I was like, who? Thank you. I'm just like, thank you.
Do you guys see how easy it is to buy off Hugh Douglas? I mean, this is simple.
What do you mean?
Jasmine, honeysuckle, and some bourbon. No. And a year later, you're swooning.
I mean, we just got three good Hughes right there.
I know. The committee is in so much trouble.
I'm in shambles that Cowboy Jim might win.
This is just so much more work than I thought it was to put this bracket together. I am in shambles. Bruce is back. Bruce in D.C.
All right. Can you hear me better now?
We got you. Yes, Bruce.
All right. Awesome. So, Joe, let me just – I can't wait to get to this Hughes take, but – But, yeah, this whole thing is your question about a reset. Mm-hmm. Well, let me just say I'm glad you calmed down and you kind of realized the vision here. So I commend you for settling down and changing on that, because that's been driving me crazy a little bit too. But,
Got to have vision.
I disagree on the reset. To me, a reset is what they went through last year. To me, a reset is something where you have to go out and get, multiple positions, multiple skill position players. And that's what Philly did last year coming off of 2023, because you had people on offense and defense, and they had to draft well. To me, this is more of a retool where you are, you're bringing in a balance of future salary projections, and you have to let go of the players to meet those requirements. So we still have all of the key core players. The key core players that we have are here. And the people that are going to fill in, now I'm still worried about the offensive line position and maybe the DE, but I think we're going to be okay with that. But it's a retool and not a reset.
All right, so it's more semantics. Retool, not reset. I got you, Bruce. All right, well, Bruce, what's your favorite, Hugh?
Yeah. All right, so in honor of – in honor of the 2024 Fartgate scandal, in which you all left about for 2 weeks, I nominate Cassius Hughes.
Oh, man. Y'all ain't right.
No, that's right. Bruce, that is a great one. I mean, that was a scandal that rocked WIP for weeks.
It's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel's going to stay there.
Not far.
I mean, it's there. I mean, Bruce, great phone call. Gaseous Hugh is certainly on the bubble here.
I did not fart. I still say I did not fart.
That heel's going to stay there.
That was not me farting.
I don't know, man.
We know it was you. I mean,
that was not a fart.
It couldn't have really been anybody else. Like, the more I think about it.
That was just a bad soundbite. I didn't fart.
Bad soundbite.
That heel's going to stay there.
That is not a fart. And you know what's sad? It's people in the car right now, kids with their parents. They're like, yeah, he farted.
I didn't fart.
I didn't fart.
Well, you did.
I didn't fart. It just sounds like that.
That heel's going stay there.
I know what it sounds like. That's not what it was.
It just wasn't as blatant as the Trent Baalke one.
Excuse me.
No, Trent Baalke one was, I mean, that guy needed to go change. I mean, that was terrible. Yeah,
I just can't believe you said excuse me afterwards.
Yeah, they do. That was an accident is what they call that. Let's get to Black Gritty, who's up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
Oh, guys, give me some time. So first off, Hugh, thanks for listening to my recommendation. Curious Case of, you enjoying it?
Man, listen, it got a little watered down towards the end, but the way that their family did her, it was bananas.
Oh, wild. It's wild. Secondly, I was there that day that you got that Burball sent to you, and I will say it was like – so you know they run a meme out there. If you want to get a certain kind of girl, you just put a Starbucks cup with some pumpkin juice on the side.
Yeah.
You can catch you one. That's you with that bourbon. Because I tell you what, I sat up there and I watched a cowgirl Jim talk to this woman. I don't know what he was saying. He was listening to her for like 5 minutes. And I was like, who is he with? Now, I agree with you. There's other people who's one of them too. They was like, who is he talking to? Whispering all in her ear. And then he handed her a brown paper bag. I said, what? This ain't the kind of lady that should have a brown paper bag. And when she sauntered past me, I said, where's she going?
See, and you see the word sauntered. Because she was sauntering. She was sauntering.
You're still swooning. It was a year ago.
No.
She had you trapped when you even knew it was in the bag.
And listen, Black Gritty.
Alligator armed it.
Yes,
he didn't want to stick his own arm out. He made her wait there for 3 seconds.
See?
It's unbelievable.
He didn't want to reach for it.
That's unbelievable. Because
I know you're married, and so I'm not going to put you in a precarious situation. But, bruh, she was sauntering. Mm-mm. And she had, man, that pretty, man, listen.
Hey.
And everybody was looking, everybody was looking, and I was just surprised she's coming to talk to me. Because normally that don't happen. Stuff like that don't happen to me.
Like, I don't know what you smell like because I was eating crab fries at the top, but I know one thing. You were sitting there alligator arm trying to keep her around for a second when he even got to tell you what's going on. So you do be so
nah,
out, boy. You are a cheap date. I tell you that.
Nah,
dude.
Nah.
You owe me
listen,
my chicken. Listen. You owe me my wang flesh.
I'm just saying. She was sauntering. She was a saunterer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Clean your face up. Wipe your mouth anyway.
It ain't my fault she was sauntering.
Yeah, you're a lost cause. You're a lost cause. All right, what do you got for me, Black Green?
I tell you what, man. Anybody listening, if you had a litter of puppies, just bring some to Joe. Every year, every season, every topic. This dude needs a dog. I got a puppy. I'm secure. I'm happy. Like, what do you want from me? You out here worried about something that hasn't even happened yet? Hugh Douglas, heaven forbid he makes sense. But he made sense all week. We lost all these players, had so many spots to fill last year. Vic Fangio on defense knows what he wants. Long gone are the days where I got to worry about, well, I don't know if this guy's going to get stuck in there because how is he going to force him to play? Vic's like, if they can play, they're out there. If they're not, they won't. So with all the draft picks, the free agency moves he's going to do, every year is Super Bowl or bust right now. So I don't care about reset, replug, replete. It's Eagles in five, okay? I don't care what you say because no matter what, on day one this year, it's Super Bowl or bust. That poll is going to be 99% because Mike out there probably going to be the one person that says
well, that's for sure.
But other than that, it is what it is out here in these streets. So stop being a pound puppy and get yourself together, all right?
I'm trying. They just lost a lot of good players. All right, what do you got? Who's your favorite Hugh?
My favorite Hugh. See, y'all gonna stop disrespecting him, man. I know he is sellout. I know he over here drooling over brown paper bags. I know that sometimes he is a punk Scooby McDoo. But my goodness, this week has been a week of Hugh Douglas that you've never seen before. Y'all better stop calling him a D-list actor. He acts like an idiot. He acts like a savant. You know what I mean? He uses big words. He got Hugh math out here. Is this not the best acting job I've seen for the last 2 years on the radio? I don't know what it is. Give this man an Oscar. He's an A-list actor, Hugh, because you be tricking everybody.
A-list Hugh. All right. All right, Black Gritty. You got it, buddy. Have a great weekend. This guy's ego is just going to...
What do you mean?
Well, because all week, oh, you were right, Hugh. Defense and luxury. Now you're an A-list actor.
I am grounded, and I'm humble.
They're not. Your head's not going to fit through security at the airport on Sunday.
I am humble. I didn't come in here tooting my horn when we talked about all this stuff, and I looked like I knew what I was talking about.
I came in tooting something.
That heel's going to stay there. That didn't fart, man. That wasn't a fart.
Nobody believes you.
Nobody believes you.
Not a soul listening believes that. Sometimes, you know what? We can cope with a lot of things. You're coping with this. We all know the truth. It's coping.
I know what it sounds like. I'm not going to admit. I'm not going to deny that.
He said it. I'm not going to admit it. God.
Yeah, I did fart. Game set match.
They would lock you up. If this was a court of law, you'd probably be
in jail now, but I'm telling you, I didn't fart. Mm-hmm. I did.
Perjury on the stand as well. All right, coming up, final segment for your favorite Hughes. Best answer today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. And we'll get to a couple things here. One, something happened at WIP, a challenge issued to Hugh now by a coworker. I think we flipped the script here a little bit. Yep. And some breaking news, rumors about the Eagles in the trade market. Perhaps this isn't a reset year. We'll get to that. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.